This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Stepping Up Initiative wants to reduce the number of people with mental illnesses locked inside the nation's jails and prisons. The national effort has landed in Hamilton County. According to data released by Stepping Up, more than 2 million prisoners suffer from mental illnesses, and they're not getting the help they need. In Ohio, the organization estimates that more than 30% of inmates across the state suffer from mental illnesses, and it argues that all 78 jails in Ohio have become de facto inpatient psychiatric facilities. Here to talk about those stats and the local Stepping Up initiative are Hamilton County Commissioner Denise Driehaus, retired Ohio Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Lundberg Stratton, Gary Uradovac of Central Clinic Behavioral Health, and Linda Gallagher, Vice President of Mental Health and Addiction Services at the Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
I know that the audience will get a chance to hear all of your voices as we move on, and we'll make sure that they know which one of you is talking, but I first want to throw a question out to the group. How did this happen?
Well, this is Justice Stratton. I'll start. For a couple decades now, when I was a justice and since leaving the bench 6 years ago, I've been involved in issues of mental health and criminal justice, helped start mental health courts in Ohio and nationally, then started working on veterans courts in Ohio and nationally. And kind of as an outgrowth of that is the Stepping Up, which was started by a national group called Council for State Governments, combined with the National Association of County Commissioners, who said, our jails are de facto hospitals, we need help. And so they started this nationally. Any county can sign up and join, but they started with six counties as a test market. Franklin County was one of the six chosen. They did that project for 3 years. Then they moved to stage two, which is three states to be the target, although other counties could still individually sign up. Ohio was one of the three states, and we got launched, and here we are.
And now the initiative is here locally. Commissioner Driehaus, the Hamilton County Board of Commissioners adopted a resolution accepting the Stepping Up call to action. What motivated that move?
Al Gerhardstein came to my office and said, hey, do you know about Stepping Up? And this is something that Hamilton County should be a part of. And so I went straight to Pat Tribby over at the Mental Health and Recovery Services Board and said, Pat, what are we doing in this community to keep people from being incarcerated because they have a mental illness? How are we serving them otherwise? And how can we plug in to the Stepping Up initiative, which is happening all throughout Ohio? And so through that collaboration, just with those two, and then an expanded collaboration with other folks that serve the mentally disabled in the community, we got together. We've got a committee that's actually, I learned today, the committee's been around since the 80s, which is something I did not know, but we have redefined it as Stepping Up so that we can partner and learn from what's happening statewide, add to that conversation, and hopefully also get some resources from the state to continue the work down here in Hamilton County.
I want to read a quote from Dr. Mark Hurst. He's the director of the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. Quote, many Ohioans with serious mental illnesses and substance use disorder cycle through our jails, often not getting access to the sustainable treatment they need. We have an opportunity to do a better job of caring for those struggling with serious behavioral health issues by continuing to focus key resources where they are most needed and aligning systems of care with our criminal justice systems. Gary, what mental health issues are you finding to be most closely associated with those who Dr. Hurst characterizes as cycling through our jails?
Well, we're seeing a number of people coming in as repeat offenders for what I would consider low-level crimes. These are more nuisance crimes, trespass thefts, and they may not be connected with mental health agencies out in the community, so they're not getting the needed medication. They're not receiving case management services. A lot of times they're homeless and they're bouncing between living with family and friends or group homes or homeless shelters. So you're seeing these people come into jail, and there's really a dysregulation in the medication they may be taking and the services they are tangentially connected to in the community when they enter the jail. And then they may get lost in the system. They're not seen by a psychiatrist in the jail as soon as they need to be. They may be going back and forth from the state hospital and the jail, and they're kind of lost from, you know, the services they need in the community. Their attorneys and the criminal justice system doesn't really know what is going on with their mental health issues. And then maybe the mental health providers don't really know what's going on with their legal system. So I think what's really needed is a coordination between the legal system and the mental health system working together to come up with the best solution for these individuals.
Linda, you're in the same line of work. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. As Commissioner Driehaus mentioned, we have had services in place in Hamilton County for 30 years. Now, certainly over those 30 years, we've been able to improve. We've been able to engage additional partners and stakeholders in the community to see this as the problem that it is. But absolutely, we look at coordination as one of the key focus points of making sure that folks who have a severe mental illness, who come in contact with the criminal justice system, get access to the services that they need.
Justice Stratton, when you retired from the state Supreme Court back in 2012, you noted your involvement in providing mental health services to offenders and assisting veterans in the criminal justice system. You said that was a place of growing importance in your life. What was your experience with this that made this so important to you?
Well, when I grew up in Thailand as a missionary kid and lived there for my first 18 years, never saw mental illness. It was always kind of taken care of in the temples and families, and came to America when I was 18 to go to college. Really didn't see it in college, although I know it's prevalent now. Never really saw it till I was elected a common pleas judge in Franklin County, and there I saw it front and center, and I had so many people that I thought foolishly if I put them maybe in jail, they would get mental health services because they weren't getting them in the community, only to now realize that was the worst place to put them. And so kind of out of that, plus I had several family members that had severe mental illnesses, and I got to see it up close and personal and how it affected their lives, and that kind of gave me a passion. I also say it has a lot to do with my missionary background.
So as you started to realize that perhaps incarcerating these folks was not the best path forward, how did that impact the sentences that you were handing down in that period?
Well, when I was a trial judge, we didn't have a mental health court. They weren't even in existence yet, and I didn't really know what to do with them other than just to, at that point, I didn't realize that putting them in jail was the worst thing. It wasn't until I became a justice that I started seeing the full picture and then became an advocate to start mental health courts. We had two in Ohio that judges had started on their own, six in the country. I helped form a national organization that promoted judges to do this, and then from that got involved in veterans courts on a national and state level. And now in Ohio, we had something like maybe 18 or 19 drug courts way when I first started. We now have 285 specialty dockets, mental health, drug, veterans, and other types. We really are a leader in the country in trying to find a different way to deal with this population.
Linda, at the Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board, prior to this Stepping Up initiative emerging, was there any specific service or services that were offered to those dealing with mental illness while also facing jail time?
Absolutely. There's an opportunity to participate in one of the four mental health courts, that specialty dockets that we have here in Hamilton County. There are opportunities for assessment at the jail by our providers. They actually go to the jail. They can sit down with folks, do a complete psychological assessment, and bring to the attention of the judge or the case manager or the sheriff's department, look, this person also needs assistance. Thankfully, we also have those same services in the jail. So they have their own medical staff who can attend to the needs, prescribe the medication, make sure this person is getting the attention that they need. There are a lot of opportunities for intervention before people get arrested. We do a lot of crisis intervention training with our law enforcement officers here in Hamilton County. So they have a better understanding of how to approach and how to engage someone who looks distressed. Instead of coming in very authoritarian, they come in with a little bit more patience and a relaxed approach so that this person doesn't become more agitated. All of our providers who are going to the jail, providing assessments, as well as making sure that upon reentry into the community, they can link them to ongoing treatment services.
Similarly, Gary, at Central Clinic, what type of programs are you all offering in addition to this new initiative?
Well, we've had, as Linda said, a number of mental health courts and veterans courts that have been operating in the county for quite a while now. But I think more important than that is kind of a liaison services, as I mentioned before, just between the court system and the treatment provider. And that starts with identification in the jail. I mean, we can only know about the people that we know about. So we have someone who's in the jail during arraignment court. So this is when, you know, someone's arrested and they're in front of a judge initially. They're being screened for any mental health issues that they have. They're meeting with someone who's licensed to do evaluations, and that's the first day that they're arrested. If they're opened up with an agency in the community, we'll re-engage them with that agency. If they haven't had mental health services for quite a while, we'll get them open with a new agency while they're in jail. And then we can kind of coordinate a plan for when they are released so they're not just left in the wind.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking about the staggering number of inmates in local, state, and national jails who are battling mental illnesses and the new Stepping Up initiative and its effort to address that. I'm joined today by Hamilton County Commissioner Denise Driehaus, retired Ohio Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Lundberg Stratton, Gary Uradovac of Central Clinic Behavioral Health, and Linda Gallagher, the Vice President of Mental Health and Addiction Services at the Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board. Commissioner Driehaus, the county government has stepped up to take an active role in this. For you personally, why was that an important move?
Well, I think the Stepping Up initiative is really about treating people with dignity, people with mental illness, treating them appropriately, treating them in a humane way. And I think in Hamilton County, that's what we should be all about, is making sure that we're meeting people where they are and then providing appropriate treatment. And it is not appropriate to put someone in jail who simply suffers from mental illness and has a criminal history as a result of that illness if we're not willing to take the next step and say, we need to try to treat the mental illness and keep them out of the justice center. So to me, it's a very good approach, and I think it's a space where Hamilton County should be. And beyond that, and I purposely didn't say this first, but secondarily, it's more efficient to treat people in treatment centers and mental health facilities instead of jail. Jail's very expensive, as we all know, and see people that suffer mental illness, people that suffer from substance use disorder would be better served outside the facility and more cheaply served outside that facility. And so I do think there's a two-pronged benefit to the Stepping Up program.
So why doesn't that message resonate as strongly with taxpayers who may be more upset in this county about stadium deals or whatever, instead of the everyday expense of treating people who may be better treated someplace outside of the jail?
I think in both places, stigma is part of the problem in every community. Yeah, I think mental illness and substance use disorder are misunderstood. And you heard Justice Stratton say this. When people have a personal experience, you know, we all know someone who suffers from mental illness. When you have that kind of personal experience and you say, I want to do the right thing by this person, then that gets you into a different space where you start to think a little more creatively about how we treat these folks and how we deal with the root of the issue, which is a mental illness.
Justice Stratton, is that something you would agree with about there's a stigma around mental illness and it's a little more difficult to discuss?
There has been an enormous stigma around it. Somebody will be very free to tell you that their child or son, their husband, whatever, had a heart attack, but they'll almost never say they have a mental illness. It's always hidden. And when I first started promoting mental health courts and I'd go to Rotaries and Kiwanis clubs and speak about mental health courts, I always had somebody, often a CEO or a high-level official, come up and say, I have a mother, brother, sister, and I've never talked about it. We're trying to reduce that stigma. But I also want to say that Hamilton County has been a real leader. They have a lot of programming. They have a lot of projects. They've been ahead of the curve of much of the rest of the state. So not only are we going to try to bring some of the statewide resources and the lessons learned in other counties, we want to beg, borrow, and steal from what you've done best here and share it with other counties as well.
Linda and Gary, if the two of you agree with their assessment of a stigma associated with mental illness, you work in this industry, you deal with individuals and other organizations, I'm sure. How would you advise someone to come to grips with that stigma or to overcome that stigma and start discussing it more openly?
Well, it's funny. I was speaking with a woman today in court, and she's facing a felony charge. And I was talking to her about mental health court and some of the services provided in the community that she has not been accessing. And she told me, you know what? I was raised not to talk about mental illness and, you know, just to suck it up. And, you know, you're not depressed. You're just sad. And, you know, she kind of said, you know, my father said it's not cancer. And what I say, and I'm not a clinician, is, you know what? If you were diagnosed with cancer, you would follow through with the recommendations of the doctor and you would take the medication and you would do whatever's necessary to try to get better and to heal that way. I don't think it's any different on the mental health side that, you know, you should be deferring to the professionals here. And again, it's not something that anyone chooses, obviously, to be mentally ill or to get something like cancer. But the treatment and the resources are available. But it is hard, I know, to break through with family members past that stigma.
Did you want to weigh in, Linda?
It is hard to break through. At the same time, certainly several of the things that we do at the board and fund in the community is increasing awareness and helping people understand the disease. Mental illness is a disease, and substance use disorder is a disease. And so often people's lives kind of get hijacked by this disease, and they exhibit symptoms that frighten others. And so family members don't understand it. Community neighbors are afraid of it. But the more we understand, the more education, the more community awareness, the less stigma can occur.
Is there any public awareness campaign planned as part of this initiative as it starts to ramp up here in Hamilton County?
What we do is we sort of invented the wheel because no state had done this. And so in Ohio, we believed in going to the counties and having what I've just kind of loosely called town hall meetings, where we invite all the parties. A lot of times mental health meets, law enforcement meets. Often judges aren't part of that or don't come. And when I come, I try to get all those different parties, the hospitals, the sheriffs. And half of the meeting is spent having everybody talk about what they do, because I have not been to a meeting yet in the 45 counties we visited where somebody didn't find out about something they didn't know about that somebody else did. So we do this town hall meeting and we share all the things we've been learning over the last 4 or 5 years that can help, that might make a difference, many of which you may do, but some which you may not do. And then we have a steering committee at the state level that has now 32 organizations that we can work on these problems at a statewide level. We have County Commissioner Association, Sheriff's Association, the different agency heads, and we can really partner to try to find state resources to help the counties.
So there's another component to the justice system that we haven't quite addressed yet, and that's the law enforcement component. So before anyone's in jail, they usually have an interaction of some sort with a police officer. And I want to cite a report that WCPO conducted last fall that provided evidence that mental health issues are playing a significant role in the number of cases involving use of force by police. So those reporters at WCPO for that particular story discovered that 14% of use of force cases locally involved a mental health factor. So I'll open this up to anyone who wants to chime in on this, but are there opportunities for law enforcement agencies to be better equipped to address this issue?
Certainly. We provide ongoing crisis intervention training. We have a local provider who is engaging with the Sheriff's Department, Cincinnati Police Department to provide, it's a 5-day course. Part of the course is understanding mental illness, trying to have a better understanding of what those symptoms might be like. But they also, these officers who participate in this training, also have an opportunity to shadow at some of our local agencies. So they spend an afternoon or a morning following around licensed clinicians or caseworkers who are actually interacting with severely mentally ill patients. And it gives the officers a whole new appreciation of the work that's done at the agencies day by day. But they also have an opportunity to see firsthand, oh, here's a different approach. Here's a different way to engage. I can lower my tone of voice. I can approach this individual in a little less of a threatening way that they perceive it. And it's really been a wonderful opportunity. Currently, Hamilton County has, I think, about 45% of our local law enforcement peace officers have attended the crisis intervention training.
Have you seen any results from that, or is there any type of figures that we can look at to see that this is working?
There probably are. Probably the best results that I've heard are from the officers themselves who tell me this training really opened my eyes. This training changed how I'm going to interact with someone who might have a severe mental illness in the community in the future. Or as a result of this training, I was able to de-escalate the situation of someone who looks severely agitated. I may have handled this differently before this training, but as a result of this training, nothing terrible happened.
And Commissioner Driehaus, are you finding that agencies in Hamilton County, law enforcement agencies, are receptive to this type of training?
Well, I do think there's a shift in attitude. I do. And I think it's typical of anybody that's exposed to something that they didn't fully understand before they were exposed to it. And it changes your mindset. It changes your attitude about what you've seen and what you thought you were seeing prior to the training. And so I've heard anecdotally the same thing, that officers have said it is so important that we start to treat people with mental illness as victims of a disease instead of criminals. And Tom Sinan is a very good example of this over in Newtown. And he will tell you that he is starting to view things differently, and he is interacting with law enforcement that are doing the same. One caveat to that is we are working on a pre-arrest diversion program in Hamilton County to keep people out of jail to begin with. So we've talked a lot about folks that are interacting with the justice system. But if we could have some success with a pre-arrest diversion, so that person never gets the arrest, they don't interact with the justice system, they are simply evaluated and then moved into a more appropriate treatment setting, that could be really very constructive for the community. And so it's something we've gotten a federal grant to do the work, and we are working on that right now.
Okay, we've got about 90 seconds left. I want to give all of you the chance to weigh in on this. So here's this new initiative. It's here. The goal is to, it sounds like, to lower the percentage of inmates who are suffering from mental illness, to find better treatment for them as well. What are the outcomes that you are hoping for, and in what timeline do you want to see those happen? We'll start with you, Justice.
Basically, to reduce the number of people cycling through the jail system and to improve their lives.
Commissioner Driehaus?
I would say, yes, more dignified and humane treatment for those that suffer mental illness, and trying to keep them out of the Justice Center and move them into a treatment facility.
And Linda?
Tracking individuals who are in jail locally and making sure that they don't continue, and we'll have access to those numbers, so we will be able to look at outcomes.
Gary?
I'd like to see the connections made as soon as possible in the process so that people are spending as little time in jail as possible, and when they are released, they have a good plan in place and a stable place to go.
I want to thank our guest, Hamilton County Commissioner Denise Driehaus, retired Ohio Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Lundberg Stratton, Gary Uradovac of Central Clinic Behavioral Health, and Linda Gallagher, Vice President of Mental Health and Addiction Services at the Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board. Thank you all for coming down and talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our show are online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. Differing accounts on what's going on with the Northern Kentucky University women's basketball program. Some players come out with charges that head coach Cameron Whitaker was abusive towards them. Current players respond in support of their coach. The university has launched an investigation. Plus, news from the State House and politics around Ohio, and a look at other headlines from around the region. The Friday News Review, tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.